clock. And that one slipped through. Ruta scores, and Anthony Duclair will pick up his first point as a Blackhawk.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Wow, Saturday night was ugly. It's frustrating. The team knows they're better than this. The organization knows they're better than this. And the guys are having a good time. You know, they're playing like they like each other. They like each other. If they're playing like they like each other. But they got to get it fixed. And one of the guys that gets part of the pressure for this is Anthony Duclair. We haven't even had a chance to welcome him to town yet. You know what I feel like, Anthony? It's one of those things where I wish it was under different circumstances. But I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Dave, say hi.
Anthony, good morning. So you've been in town for a total of three games now with the Blackhawks, or three or four games, and so you've kind of had a chance to see what life is like around this team. When the trade was made with Arizona, obviously you find out you're going to Chicago, you have to be excited, right? What was your initial reaction when you found out about the deal?
I was really excited, obviously, slash future coming with Arizona. At the same time, I wasn't expecting to come here, but once I came here, I was really excited. And I was actually on a trip back from Mexico, and I found out as soon as I landed in Phoenix. So, I gave a call to Stan and John and my agent, and it was just a great day for myself.
You know, I didn't ask anybody about this previously, Connor or anybody. What's it like playing hockey in Phoenix? I mean, I'm sure you've got that core group that comes out all the time, but beyond the core group, is hockey getting hotter there?
I think so. I mean, I actually feel a difference from my first year to this year. There's more kids at the rink, and hockey is getting really popular. I think it's growing in the desert, and obviously it's not one of the big markets like Chicago, but it's definitely growing year by year, and you can definitely feel it, in the local hockey rinks and stuff like that. So, it's a great place to play. Obviously, the weather is unbelievable, but I think it really is growing.
Well, it's a little bit different when you come to Chicago and you walk into the United Center. Your first impression when you walked into the dressing room and all of a sudden you look around and you're a member of the Blackhawks.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I've watched some of these guys play when I was a kid, and it's just a great feeling to be coming here to original six team and such a first class organization. As a visiting team coming into United Center, you're always pumped to play the Blackhawks. And, it's such a great atmosphere here with the fans, and obviously the national anthem. So to be part of this organization means the world to me, and I obviously don't want to take this opportunity for granted.
So you guys are struggling in Arizona, and nobody likes to lose, but you come here with an expectation to win and an expectation to help this team turn this thing around, because I don't know if you noticed, Anthony, we don't like losing around here.
Yeah, I feel that. I know that firsthand coming from Montreal. I mean, they got the same pressure there, the Canadians. So really happy to be playing some meaningful games here in Arizona. I haven't made the playoffs since I was there. So just to be in that playoff hunt, it's a great feeling. And, every game means so much. So you want to make sure that you show up every night and make sure you get the win.
The role you're going to play on the team, as you understand it, primarily is what?
I guess in an offensive role. I've always been an offensive guy all my life, and being put in that position, playing with Taze and Saad, and also getting some power play time. So I want to make sure that I play to my strengths, play with speed and hold on to the puck and make some plays offensively.
Saturday was your first time playing with that top line. Your initial impressions of playing with Taves and Saad?
Yeah, it's just a lot of speed, a lot of skill. Still getting used to the system here, but I'm getting the hang of it. And a lot of talk at the bench from those two guys, and it goes a long way. Obviously, they've been in the league for a while, the great leaders. I want to try to keep up with them.
You have any sense of anything going on with the team that, you know, it's kind of tough to ask you because you just got here, but a chemistry thing or a bump in the road kind of thing, or is it just you guys are in a rough patch here?
Just a rough patch, I think. I mean, a good team goes through it. At the same time, there's too much talent and skill.
Right.
And, you know, in this locker room for to not make the playoffs, in my opinion. That was just from the outside looking in. And I see it even more when I'm part of the team. So we'll figure it out. I trust in the system. I trust in these guys here that we will figure it out.
It's the newest Hawk. I think that's right, Dave. We haven't snuck anybody else in under the radar, have
no,
we?
No, Anthony is the last new player acquisition. That's the players come up. Gustafson came up from Rockford, but in terms of a new player on the team.
I have nothing but faith in you guys, Anthony, and I know you're going to get this turned around, but we can't wait a whole lot longer, and I don't mean that as fans. I mean, there's too many teams in front, as you well know, and even though 5 points out of the playoffs is not the end of the world, there's a lot of teams to climb over, so we got to get on a run here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, division is really tough here. There's a lot of big teams. And you look at a team like Colorado, you're going to run like that, and they come from last to first. Anything can happen. So we want to make sure that we show up every night to the end of the season.
James Ridgway from Illinois asked the MB Financial Bank Breakfast of the Blackhawk question of the day, and that is this. What do you do in between periods? What do the guys on the team do in between periods? What's the routine?
I mean, we like to talk amongst ourselves. Obviously, communication is key until Coach Q comes about 4 or 5 minutes before getting out there. But we get back in the room, and we have sort of our own routine, either tape our sticks or light on or whatnot. But most primarily, we like to reflect on the period before.
Kind of talk about who's doing what out there and helping the guys out from one to another?
Yeah, exactly. Whether it's between line mates or just a quick speech from the captain to the whole team, we like to reflect on what we've done good and what we've done bad, and a couple of things that we like to improve on.
Where'd you grow up?
In Montreal.
So Phoenix, a lot like Montreal this time of year.
I'm used to the cold weather here, so it's not a big change.
No, this is probably warm for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Great talking to you. We're excited that you're here. We know you guys are going to get this fixed, but, you know, Anthony, I'm not getting any younger, so let's get this done.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Appreciate you being on. Anthony Duclair, latest member of the Chicago Blackhawks. They are going to get it fixed, but let's go.
Yeah, there's 36 games left, so you can't wait too long.
So.
And it's the schedule. Schedule's not, it's not supposed to be easy, but it's not easy. You got Tampa Bay tonight.
And I think, and you think of a guy, and you'll hear it here, obviously.
Yes.
And you think of a guy like Anthony, who's new to the team and has never played for Coach Q or for John McDonough. They're both like, is it the Hulk? You won't like me when I'm angry. Was that the Hulk? Or is it the Ewoks from the Star Wars thing? No, that was Don't Feed Them After Midnight.
That's
that was,
the Gremlins.
That was the Gremlins.
Yeah. Oh, the Gremlins. Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Listen, Q and McDonough, you won't like them when they're angry. So let's go, boys.
I think
let's get it together.
You know, he was in New York with the Rangers with Ulf Samuelson, who's now an assistant coach.
That's right.
So I have a feeling he probably gave him a little advanced intelligence on what to expect from Coach Q.
And John?
And probably from John, too.
Yeah, there you go. They want to win. And they expect to win, and that's what the fans
That's how it's supposed to be.
Expect. Hey, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. That's Breakfast with the Blackhawks.